So, Madeline, I hate to bring this up,
but
we got a bunch of emails yesterday taking issue with something we said in yesterday's show.
I know. I think it's the most amount of mail we have ever received on this program, or at least it seemed that way. It was a story about honorary police badges, and we quoted the line, "Badges, we don't need no stinking badges." And I think I said it came from the movie Blazing Saddles.
And while that's technically correct, we did ignore the phrase's rich cinematic history. Stinking Badges came from a 1927 book, The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, and 21 years later, it appeared in the movie version with Humphrey Bogart.
If you're the police, where are your badges?
Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
And in 1974, Mel Brooks used a shorter version of the line in Blazing Saddles.
Badges? We don't need no stinking badges! Oh, no.
And that's the form that became pop culture gold. On TV, all you have to do is place the word stinking in front of a noun, and it brings the funny. John Belushi used it on Saturday Night Live as a trick-or-treating bee.
Here's some candy, and who has the UNICEF box?
We don't have no stinking UNICEF! We are the killer bees!
And to all those people who wrote in demanding we apologize for the error, forget it.
Corrections? We don't need no stinking corrections!
You did it. You said it. It's so over.
Okay, we won't use it anymore.